Jacket News. Trending now. Trending now.
In Midrand, there's been an accident on the N1 North before the Olifantsfontein Road exit. The traffic is queuing for about 30 minutes from the Buccleuch interchange. And you can also expect some slow-moving traffic in Sunning Hill due to a stationary vehicle on the N1 North before the Buccleuch interchange.
Now, as the Zimbabwe border with Mozambique has been partially reopened, Human Rights Watch released insights into the unrest in the country after the elections. Now, according to the organization, at least 30 people have been killed in the country in about 3 weeks of crackdowns on protesters. The Southern African Development Community, SADC, is also set to have a meeting about the issue next week. And as bus services in Tshwane were suspended, it now remains disrupted due to an ongoing protest by 33 dismissed drivers. The drivers are believed to be members of the South African Municipal Workers Union, who were dismissed for participating in an unprotected strike in May. I'm Madeline Frischier. More news at 5.
Sport is brought to you by Superbet this afternoon. Winning isn't just for your team. You can win for yourself at superbet.co.za. Superbet, the place to bet, spin, play and win.
We start off with some cricket news. West Indies fast bowler Alzari Joseph was hit with a two-match suspension yesterday after storming off the field during the series clinching ODI victory over England. Cricket West Indies said Joseph had been sanctioned for conduct falling short of Cricket West Indies' standards of professionalism. Joseph marched off the field during the game at Kensington Oval in Barbados shortly after taking the wicket of Jordan Cox in the fourth over in an apparent protest at the field set by West Indies skipper Shai Hope. There's some cricket action that's going to be happening a little bit later on. The first T20 international between South Africa and India happening later, but earlier on in the day, it was the turn of Pakistan and Australia, with Australia making 163 in a 50-over game, and in response, Pakistan made light work of it, making 169 for one in just those 26 overs. And moving along with some more sports news, world number two Iga Swiatek, she's been eliminated from the WTA finals after Barbara Krejcikova defeated Coco Gauff to secure her spot in the semi-finals at the expense of the Pole. The Czech Wimbledon champion claimed a 7-5, 6-4 victory over Corey Gauff to end the title defense of Swiatek, who needed Krejcikova to lose in order for her to progress from the group stage. And in football news, Bafana Bafana head coach Hugo Broers explained his reason for the punishment that he dished out to Stellenbosch FC midfielder Jaden Adams. The 23-year-old was removed from the squad before Bafana's game in Kabega against Congo. And at the time, he didn't give too much of an explanation, but he went on to say that if a young player like Jaden contacts you to say that he wants to arrive late for personal reasons, he said that that is not the right mentality at 23 years old. You need to be able to make an effort to be there. But he said that the punishment won't last forever. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
This Black Friday, Superbets is turning up the heat with cash prizes up to 30,000 Rand. Register at superbets.co.za, place a 50 Rand real money bet and stand a chance to be one of 5 winners weekly and get a shot at the 5,000 Rand grand prize on the 29th of November. The more you bet, the more chances you have to win. Sign up now at superbets.co.za. T's and C's apply. Superbets is a licensed betting operator and supports responsible gambling. No under 18s. Winners know when to stop. National Gambling Toll-Free Counseling Line 0800 006 008.
Coming up next, we're going to phone Maka Rapapali. He's out with Swipey, BP's new mascot. We'll tell you how you can win a whole bunch of prizes, including potentially a brand new Mini Cooper.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Jacaranda FM.
Take a photo, eternalize this moment for the days when I don't believe, when our love gets stolen, 'cause there's no exception.